Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, September 6th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother.'" There is a saying among the Desert Fathers, "The one who knows how to forgive has already begun to see God." It is a simple sentence, but it contains a lifetime of wisdom. Today's gospel invites us into one of the hardest forms of discipleship. Not prayer, not fasting, not almsgiving, but reconciliation. Jesus says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother." Notice what Jesus does not say. He does not tell us to gossip about the person. He does not say to gather supporters. He does not say to write them off forever. He does not encourage public humiliation or silent resentment. Instead, he tells us to go quietly, personally, lovingly. The goal is never to win the argument. The goal is to win back the brother or sister. A monk once lived in a small monastery where peace usually reigned. One day, another monk falsely accused him of neglecting his duties. The accusation spread through the community. The innocent monk could have defended himself publicly. He could have demanded justice. Instead, he quietly approached the brother who had accused him. "I think something has come between us," he said gently. The other monk immediately became defensive. "You have failed us." Rather than arguing, the innocent monk simply replied, "If I have hurt you, knowingly or unknowingly, help me understand." There was a long silence. Finally, the accuser began to cry. He confessed that the accusation had come from jealousy, not truth. The two embraced. Years later, the monks remembered neither the accusation nor the embarrassment. They remembered the embrace. That is exactly what Jesus desires. The world teaches us that conflict creates winners and losers. Christ teaches us that reconciliation creates brothers. This is why Jesus begins privately. Every human person possesses an immeasurable dignity. Even when someone has sinned, they deserve the chance to repent without public shame. Mercy always protects the dignity of another. How different our families or parishes and workplaces would be if we followed this gospel. Imagine if every disagreement began with a quiet conversation instead of a social media post. Imagine if wounded spouses spoke before resentment hardened. Imagine if parishioners approached one another before forming factions. Imagine if forgiveness became more important than being proven right. The church would become what she truly is meant to be, the body of Christ. Contemplative spirituality reminds us that every external conflict has an inner beginning. Before confronting another person, we first meet ourselves in prayer. Why am I hurt? What expectations have I carried? Have I already judged the other person's heart? Can I speak without anger? Only a heart resting in God can speak truth with gentleness. Silence purifies our motives. Prayer softens our words. Humility prepares us to listen as much as to speak. Sometimes we discover that what needed healing was not only the relationship, but our very own heart. Jesus also acknowledges that reconciliation does not always happen immediately. Sometimes the other person refuses to listen. Sometimes wounds are deep. Sometimes trust takes years to rebuild. Yet even then, disciples never surrender hope, because the cross itself appeared to be the end of reconciliation. Yet from that cross came the forgiveness of the world. Every act of mercy participates in Christ's own redeeming love. Near the end of today's gospel, Jesus makes an astonishing promise. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We often hear these words at prayer meetings, but notice their context. Jesus is speaking about reconciliation. When two people seek forgiveness together, Christ himself stands between them. He becomes the bridge. He heals what human effort alone cannot. Every sincere attempt at reconciliation becomes holy ground. Perhaps today the Holy Spirit quietly places one face before your mind, someone with whom there is distance, someone whose name still stirs pain, someone waiting for a phone call, someone waiting for an apology, someone waiting for forgiveness. The gospel does not ask who was more wrong. It asks who will take the first step. Love always moves first. That is exactly what God did for us. Before we sought him, he came seeking us. Before we loved him, he loved us. Before we returned home, the Father was already watching the road. May we become people who take that same journey towards one another. For every reconciliation on earth is a small reflection of heaven itself. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you came not to condemn, but to reconcile. Heal every division within our hearts and within our relationships. Give us the humility to seek forgiveness, the courage to speak the truth in love, and the generosity to forgive as you have forgiven us. Make our homes, our parishes, and our community places where mercy triumphs over resentment and peace overcomes division. May we become instruments of your reconciling love, so that the world may see your presence in the way we love one another. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.